Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Century Textiles and Industries Limited Q2 FY24 Earnings Conference Call hosted by JM Financial Institutional Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumit Kumar from JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities, I would like to welcome everyone to the 2Q FY2024 Earnings Conference Call of Century Textiles and Industries Limited. Today from the management, we have with us Mr. R.K. Dalmia, Managing Director, Mr. Vijay Kaul, CEO, Pulp and Paper Division, Mr. K.T. Jitendran, CEO of the Real Estate Division, and Mr. Snehal Shah, Chief Financial Officer. I would now like to hand over the call to the management team for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir, and thank you.
I'm R.K. Dalmia. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call for the second quarter of the financial year 2024. Let me first take you all through the financial highlights, followed by the business-wise operational highlights. For the second quarter of financial year 2024, the consolidated turnover stood at 1,087 crores. The EBITDA for the quarter was 46 crores with a net loss of rupees 33 crores. For the first half of the financial year 2024, the consolidated turnover stood at 2,193 crores. The EBITDA was reported at 181 crores with a net loss of 40 crores. Now let me take you through some of the key highlights across our three business verticals. Starting with the real estate business, during Q2 financial year 24, the sector had displayed strong demand and absorption rate across all categories. There is a fall in the inventory overhang across cities with reduction in new launches ahead of the upcoming festive season. Birla Estate achieved booking worth rupees 708 crores in Q2 FY24 at our already launched projects. Our collection remained strong at 251 crores from all projects during the quarter. During Q2 24, we acquired two notable projects at a premium location with an estimated GWV of approximately 10,300 crores. We signed a binding MOU for the purchase of approximately 30 acres of land in Thane, which has a potential of more than 7,600 crores, and we acquired approximately 6.8 acres of land in Mathura Road, New Delhi, which has a potential of more than 2,700 crores. These acquisitions represent our commitment to growth and strengthening our presence in the cities where we are present in. We launched the first phase of Birla Premier, Bengaluru, and we received a spectacular response from the customer. We achieved booking value worth 467 crores, selling almost the entire phase within 36 hours. At our launch project, education is progressing smoothly with a strong focus on safety, maintaining high quality standards and on-time delivery. We have completed approximately 23.5 million safe man hours at all our under construction projects, emphasizing our dedication to safety and quality. The delivery of Birla Alokya Bengaluru has commenced from October 23, another two projects, Birla Vanya Kalyan, Birla Vanya Phase 1 Gurugram, are on track for delivery in financial year 24. And we are committed to providing an exceptional experience to our customers at the time of delivery. Birla Navya Gurugram received the Platinum Award in Quality Excellence during the 8th Apex Foundation Expo held in Udaipur. Additionally, Birla Tasya Bengaluru has received ESG and Sustainability Awards at the 2nd edition Sustainability Summit and Award 2023 by UBS Forum for maintaining sustainable green practices at the site during the construction phase. These recognitions highlight our commitment to quality and sustainability. On commercial asset, Birla Aurora and Birla Centurion continue to generate stable rentals, and we prioritize creating a safe environment for all stakeholders at our properties. Lastly, the Indian state sector is entering a new phase of growth driven by beyond consumer sentiment, robust property launches and competitive pricing, and a stable interest rate environment, and we believe the momentum is expected to continue with increasing demand with a strong consumption record. Our focus on the luxury segment and growing interest of buyers in premium housing allows us to maintain an optimistic view of the sector's future. Moving on the pulp and paper segment, paper prices continue to be under pressure during the quarter, and the fall has been quite drastic. Although around 15 September, prices seem to have bottomed out in all likelihood. International pulp prices also went up after 15 September by about $100 per metric ton, which is a positive sign. In the second quarter FY24, the overall capacity utilization was 89%, with overall sales volume increasing by 8% as compared to the last quarter and marginally declined by 1% on year at 107,608 metric ton. This was primarily due to poor demand by tableware customers in the quarter, and as most of the tableware plants were not operational due to heavy rain and flood in Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, and other places. In Q2 financial 24, the net sale declined by 15% on year to 799 crores, while EBITDA stood at 76 crores with margin at 9.5%. We witnessed normalized demand for writing and printing paper in Q2. The domestic and export demand on tissue products remained sluggish, and on board segment too, demand remained sluggish, although there was improvement after mid-September 23 against the backdrop of the upcoming festival season, and mills have also announced price increases due to extreme cost pressure. Demand in writing and printing paper as well as the board segment is expected to increase due to seasonal impact of festivals. Exports are expected to pick up in the upcoming months with a better realization and more price stability. Tissue demand should also improve with a higher focus on domestic sales for better realization. Export demand from Europe, US is increasing slowly. However, the situation of oversupply will continue till the end of this financial year as demand growth is slower than the additional capacity expansion by domestic mills. Lastly, talking about the textile division, for the first quarter under review, the net sales were 235 crores with EBITDA loss of 20 crores. In Q2 financial year 24, sales turnover increased by 8% on quarter, by 5% on year. However, overall lower sales in Q1 and Q2 are on account of sluggish demand and excess inventory levels with Indian domestic apparel brands. In home textile, there had been some relief in drying orders and aggressive pricing as retailers have started to place replacement and explore new opportunity. We have won Society and Energy Engineers and Managers SEEMS Gold Award successfully in third time in row. This is about improving energy efficiency by any manufacturing facility. Considering the constantly changing market dynamics against the backdrop of ongoing geopolitical crisis, we have shifted our focus for maximizing productivity to optimizing cash flow, which involves closely monitoring our working capital and inventories. We are developing new sustainable products by utilizing our dedicated state-of-the-art and R&D facility design and supply chain. With several FTAs in finalization stages, we expect the fabric and garment retail market demand to improve from Q4 24. Thank you, Lynn.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
So shall we begin with the question and answer session?
Yes, go ahead.
We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Vivek Ramakrishnan from DSP Mutual Funds. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, this is Kunal from DSP Mutual Fund. So I just have one question around your real estate business. So since now we have so many projects in hand already in the under construction space, and we have also acquired two projects, so I just wanted to understand how would our cash flows look like over the next 3-4 quarters, and related to that only, how would our debt levels pan out?
So it's Vivek.
Yeah, Vivek Ramakrishnan.
No, I think Vivek somebody else.
Vivek Ramakrishnan.
Kunal from here.
Kunal, yeah. Yeah, Kunal. So right now, as you can see, our debt is somewhere around 2,200 crores. And we actually, that is a gross debt. Net debt is around, we have another about 400 odd crores in mutual funds and bank balances. So roughly our debt is around 1,000 whatever, 800 crores. So we expect the debt to go up more or less at the same level, 2,200 crores or something like that. Hopefully with a debt EBITDA of around 2 or something. And that would take care of some of the, investments that the real estate might be doing, which are in the pipeline at the moment, anywhere in the range of 500 odd crores or something like that. As far as the existing projects are concerned, because of some good response that we get for our project, they are, you know, self-paying for themselves. So basically the money that we require is only for growth capital. So that is fairly provided for, so we don't foresee any major issues in funding those things. So plus cash flows are pretty good enough.
Okay, so it's fair to assume that the cash debt level would be at the similar levels?
Yeah, absolutely. So I said that to similar levels with the expected 500 odd crores investments from... approximate investment of 500 odd crores, but if the real estate business is lucky enough to get more deals, probably to that extent the debt might go up. But even with 2,000 odd crores of debt, we were comfortably placed with about 2 debt EBITDA.
Great, sir. Thanks a lot, and Navratri wishes to the whole team, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Avish Jain from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations for excellent response in Birla Trimaya. So my first question is on, in terms of revenue potential, how much could be launched in the second half of FY24, and what are those projects?
Hi, Amit. Katie here. So our target is to, aspirations is to reach a gross pre-booking value of about 3,000 crores. We are expecting to launch the new project in Bangalore, which is currently RR Nagar, which we had acquired last year. And we are also planning to launch Valkeshwar in Q4. And we are also planning a new phase of Birla Niyaara Worli in the coming quarter. All of these together with our current sustenance sales should help us achieve a target of around 3,000 crores.
Okay, and so my next question is on the employee cost. So it has increased substantially by 14-odd%. So why is this a sudden jump in employee cost?
I'm not sure about 14% or what, but as we grow, we keep growing, we keep increase, we keep recruiting new people. Right now, we are on a very strong growth path. So employee cost will keep growing, and we are not too concerned about employee growth. I think we need the right talent and the right capability to build the organization, and we are not leaving any stone unturned out there.
Okay, okay. And so
we have hardly 150 employees managing this overall, you know, projects of more than 6.4 million square feet under construction. Very soon that will go to about more than 100,000, 10 million under construction. We are handling about 12 projects. So by that time we are, less than adequately staffed is what I would say. So I think...
Katie is trying to answer it from a perspective of real estate, but I think the question that you're asking is from a Century Textile overall expense, which has gone to from some 87 to 100 crores or something like that, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes, so, yes.
That is basically in the July cycle, you know, we give a variable pay and we give increments, etc. to our staff. So this is a normal, increase in the salary. Nothing to worry about, and that it's already provided for in our budgets, etc.
Okay. So next question is, so how much has been the collection in Birla Niyaara, and when do you plan to launch the second tower?
So we have approximately collected close to about 750 crores in Birla Niyaara. Approximately there, and our focus is to launch this in the coming quarter, Q4.
Okay. So that's it from my side. I'll come back in the queue.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Akshay Ajmera from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are.
Sir, could you please provide us a breakup of the 700 and odd crores of sales bookings during the quarter?
The breakup?
Yes, project-wise, if you can have the breakup of from which project, how much you have selected.
Yeah, we can even provide you offline. Don't take, yeah. So broadly... as I said, in Birla Trimaya, which has been our launch, is about 467 crores. Navya Gurugram is about 108 crores. Niyaara Tower A balance, whatever inventories have we done, about 64 crores. We have done in Vanya about 37, Alokya 14, Tissia 18. Yeah, so broadly that's the breakup of the 708 for quarter two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And sir, regarding the paper division, we have seen that the margins have dropped drastically from 18% EBITDA margins to 10%. Largely, what we see is because of realization, and what we have guided in the earlier call is we'll be targeting about 20-22% EBITDA margin. So can you explain this 10% EBITDA margin in terms of realization and in terms of cost input?
So, Akshay, basically, it's a, we look at it this particular, actually, it is more in the second quarter that we are seeing this as a temporary blip. So, roughly, the realizations have gone down by almost around 10,000 rupees per ton on an aggregate basis. So, a great part of it is because of the pricing and not much on the cost front, etc. Essentially, the volumes are actually our volumes have gone up compared to last quarter. But the bigger hit is on the realization front, which now it's looking up. And the realization was down for various reasons. We can get into it if you want to.
Again, on the paper division. Can you also give us a little bit on the outlook side and on the margin front?
This is Vijay Kaul here from paper. Mr. Ajmera, the outlook for the next two quarters seems to be quite okay, and we should be doing much better than what we have done today, because by 15th of September, almost, you know, the prices have bottomed out. And now the prices are slightly looking up, and as also the import, you know, the imports of pulp, the prices of the pulp have gone up. So because of that, you know, the market is also a little bit bullish on that front, that you know, the prices will increase. So the outlook for the next 6 months is quite okay. We should be doing
looking at the similar kind of margin that we enjoyed in past, 18% and above.
Yeah, definitely 18% and above. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all the participants: if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mukesh from Moon Venture. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I have a couple of questions. We are going to book the revenue of 2-3 projects in this financial year. But after that, in FY25-26, in real estate business, we are seeing that quite a bit of lull period in terms of revenue booking. And how we're trying to avoid in future conditions such that this lull will not come in future years also.
So, see, the point is, you know, the way real estate revenues are booked is on completion. Unlike in the past, they used to do percentage completion, unless you have a non-cancelable contract, etc. But since we are in multiple locations, you know, and the right way to do it is on percentage completion. So it's a given that this is going to be lumpy unless we have enough project launches and enough number of projects and which so that we can have steady project launches every quarter and also project deliveries every quarter going forward. So that will that is going to take some time. So for the next few years at least, it is going to be lumpy. That's the way industry is, and we have to, and that's the way it is going to be. And yeah, and since we have started relatively newer than many other, you know, well-established developers, so this year we'll have a chunky number. Next year it will drop down again and pick up based on the deliveries. So I don't think unless we really stack up the number of projects, and it will take a few years for this to kind of become steady.
So that's what my question is, that what actions we are taking to make sure that this consistency should be taken care of, and what actions you're taking on employee side and project launching side?
Action is very simple. Keep signing new projects, the right new projects, and keep launching it and keep completing those projects as quickly as possible. Just keep on the grind, launching, add projects, get approvals, launch it, and complete it. Keep on adding. That's the way. Since we have started, the only problem is that we have started much later than the others. The others took 15-20 years. Maybe we'll do it in 5-6 years more.
But sir, the problem is that as demand keep rising and we don't find enough good opportunities for land and all that. So how are we trying to just to make sure that we have very healthy pipeline for that?
So far it has been good. We have added 16,000 crores of projects this year. We did three projects and added three new projects in Q1, two new projects in Q2. We have a very strong pipeline. So there's nothing to worry about. We'll keep continuing the way we are doing it, and it's all going very well for us.
25,000
crores. Yeah. We have a pipeline of about 45,000 crores of gross development value. We are looking at adding another about 10,000 crores this year, maybe another 20,000 crores next year. And we have enough and more gunpowder for that. So we are pretty confident that we are on the right track.
That's great to hear, sir. Sir, one more question on the side of Worli project. Your RERA approval is in FY28, but we feel that as the speed of execution is quite good, can be able to deliver it much before in FY27?
As of now, it's going good. But we'll stick to our guidance of 28. Maybe we can deliver it a few quarters before. But we are still in the early stages, so we'll continue with our current guidance.
Okay, so small suggestion from our side. Can you provide the project-wise collection of all the projects? It will be better for us.
Sure, we can give it to you offline.
Okay, sir. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Keep going good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Gilda from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, congrats on the good quarter, sir. So I just had one question on the cash flow. Can you please let us know what was the outflow for the two business development projects that we did, and overall, do we have any targeted outflow for BD in this year?
I think roughly we spent 300 odd crores this year outflows for new projects that we have signed, and we have provided for another 500 crores expected outflows for the balance of the year.
Okay. So 300 doesn't, after this 300, do we have any payment for this stand, or will it get spilled over in the balance 500 portion?
So that these projects, one project was basically a JV, so we already put in the required deposits, and balance of purchase of land, which also we have done. So there is nothing much further on the current what we have done. But now there are quite a few projects in pipeline. The moment we sign deals based on either land acquisition or joint venture, we will put in the money, and we have provided for 500. We are okay to add another 500 if we are lucky to find good products.
Okay. That's great, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avish Jain from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity once again. So my question is, so when do we see our Gurugram project to launch, and what is the GDV for this project?
Gurugram is already launched, no? We are Dhirla Navya. We launched it in 2020. We are now, we have sold almost 1,500 crores there. Are you talking about Gurugram, or are you talking about Delhi, the project which is signed this year?
So I'm talking about the third phase. When do we plan to launch that?
So new phase. So we are planning to launch this in Q4. So if you're lucky, we'll do it, because there is some resistance from the Haryana government. They're not clearing some of these flow projects where the things for flows, the FSI clearance for flows, they're saying instead of four floors, we'll clear only three floors. So all the projects which are floor projects are currently stuck at the government level. We're hoping that it will get cleared by either Q4, or it may go, there's a possibility it may go into the next quarter. So that is the only financial year, I'm sorry. Yeah.
And so what is the GDV for this?
1,000 crores. About 1,000 crores.
Okay. Yeah. And so is there a possibility of any further project acquisition?
Yeah, lots of possibilities. Several projects on the line. They're lined
up. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Mithun Soni from GC Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. So just one query. Can you share, like, what has been our collection efficiency in the sense how much we would have asked for from our customers and how much we have got?
Yeah, thank you for the question. So, of course, aided by a very strongly, you know, rising market, positive market, collections have been very healthy and strong, and efficiency is unheard of. It's close to more than 98%. It's an extremely positive, you know, unheard of sort of efficiency in collections.
This is for Q2 or for H1?
Overall. Overall, we look more from the point of view.
So whatever billing we have done, we have been able to get money for 90%
of those.
Yeah.
And sir, can you share, like, what has been our construction cost? Like, how much construction expense altogether where we would have spent?
That's a, you know, a checklist item. We can do that. We can have better those numbers. We can share you offline. Construction cost varies from project to project, region to region, stage of the construction.
What I mean to say is that just the overall, if we would have got about X collection for this quarter, against that, so, all right.
We can give that number. I mean, we'll have to kind of, you know, take it out, but we can share that to you offline.
Okay. And one request, sir, so, like, if we can provide a waterfall, like, in the sense, if, given the booking, what is the overall collection we are doing, construction cost we are spending, on how much money is going towards development, business development expense, so, or keep investments, so what is the cash flow? So that will give us, you know, a good feel as to how are things moving for us.
Yeah, this keeps varying from project to project. But we can send you those insights.
As a combine also is fine for now, you know, like in the or whatever is convenient for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Karan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. I just have a couple of questions. Firstly, on the paper segment, our power and fuel cost have decreased drastically. So is this trend sustainable?
Sorry, I couldn't get your
power cost has reduced.
Yeah, power cost. Yes, we are focusing on the total energy cost, and that has gone down considerably. And we have got the, you know, from the, you know, we had the linkages of coal, which has been revived by us off late, and because of that, we got the coal at a reasonably good rate, which earlier, you know, we had to purchase from the market, and the market rates were quite high. So the coal rate has also decreased, and the consumption also of coal has decreased at our power plant, yeah. And we are continuously working on that, and we want to see that we come to the world benchmark as far as the power consumption is concerned.
Okay, so this trend will continue for the whole year?
This trend will continue, yeah.
Okay. Sir, secondly, on the real estate business, so we have done great business development and land purchases in the last two quarters. So what's your outlook on further land purchases and business development for the rest of the year?
Our outlook is very positive, Karan. We have several projects to be signed, lined up in all our markets, chosen market, be it NCR, Bombay, Pune and Bangalore. We are pretty confident that we'll be adding at least another 10,000 crores of new projects. The way things are looking up. Yeah.
Okay. Sir, so on this, we don't expect our debt level to increase by more than 500 crores.
Yeah. Nehal has already explained to you how this position. So we are not too much worried about that part.
Okay. And sir, you mentioned that the Haryana government is
There has been some PIL, and they are considering it. The matter is at the Chief Minister's office. It hasn't moved for quite some time. All the developers are stuck, and we are hoping that there will be some positive resolution soon.
Okay, sir. If the Haryana government doesn't allow us to do so, do we have any plans to launch a three-floor project for the Gurugram project?
Yeah, I would rather not. Of course, that's the only thing, because there's a, 25% of the FSI going down is not a very favorable situation. So we'd rather wait and hope that things would, the government will favor us.
Okay. Fine. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue.
Excuse me. I think the earlier gentleman wanted some cash flow details, breakup of project. I think if he can look at slide number 35 on our earnings presentation, he will get division-wise breakup of all kinds of different lines of expenditure.
Okay, good.
It's already provided.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amit Srivastava. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, Amit, go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on a very good response on Birla Trimaya.
Thank you.
And good scale up on a real estate. Sir, I have two questions. One is that when we are talking about debt to EBITDA of 2x, means we are including the EBITDA of real estate. And what is the kind of revenue which is going to be booked in the next 6 months, like in the next two quarters? And what is the kind of margin profile we'll get into in this project as it is now into the commissioning phase?
So, Amit, roughly real estate revenue, we are expecting around 2,000 crores. It all depends upon, people coming up to take possession and paying their balance and concluding the sale completely. Because you know that we have to book the revenue only when the customer pays. Even if we are ready for possession, he has to come and make the final payment. Sometimes some customers delay those things and all. So roughly, we are based on whatever is available for delivery, we are expecting around 2,000 crores of revenue from real estate.
And in terms of margin, sir, in the EBITDA margin, what kind of margin we are looking at?
On the real estate?
Yeah, 2,000 crore which we are going to book. So broadly, what is the range?
20-25% roughly. 25-30%.
Okay. Second question on in terms of the Birla Niyaara, sir, what is the current rate which we are selling and what is the kind of inventory which is remaining? Like it's on a larger size or now it is on a 2BHK kind of which is remaining? And
yeah,
second, when we are going to launch the second phase, the rates will be at a similar rate or we'll be launching at a premium? How is it going to be played out in terms of value also if you give the second phase?
Yeah, Amit, so largely, as you know, you mentioned about 85% of the inventory is sold.
Yes.
So what is left is some of these, larger apartments at the top, like the duplex apartments, etc., which is also now gaining traction. And maybe a few 2 and 3 bedrooms here and there. We're not too keen to sell those now because just 1 year has sold. There are another 4-5 years of construction left, so we would rather sell it, at higher prices. Currently, we are selling at 80,000 rupees per square foot. Strategy for Tower B will be more kind of conceptualized closer to the launch. Yeah, but looking at the market conditions and the dynamics at that point of time, we will formulate the strategy for Tower B.
And currently, what is the rate going on, sir, in terms of carpet?
Roughly about 80,000 to 85,000 rupees per square foot.
Okay. Got it, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is related to paper division. So basically, we have already, sir, has said that we have seen that bottoming up. And we are aiming for, again, the similar kind of margin. But on our current pricing trend, what is the level of profitability, sir? Where are we in terms of EBITDA margin? Are we close to 15% or still we need more improvement in a property pricing to get into that zone?
You see, we have gone into a two-pronged thing. One is that from 1st of October, we have increased our prices because the prices had bottomed out, so we had no other alternative but to increase the prices. So we have increased the prices by 2-3 rupees in the market. That is number one. On the other front, we are working on reducing the cost structure as to how, whether it is the power cost or the steam cost or even the pulp cost. So we are trying to reduce the cost there. So in my opinion, if you talk about the next quarter, our margin should be something around 17%.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be back to normal situation in Q3 itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
How many units are we expected to deliver in FY24?
How many?
Units.
There are three projects in three different regions we are planning. So roughly in the region about 1,500 units. All three cumulative.
300 units. And how much are there in H?
Sorry?
1,500 is for overall, right? FY24?
That's correct.
All right. And how much have you already given in H1?
So we're just starting to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. That's it.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Akshay Ajmera from Nizar Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question again. Sir, my question is regarding the real estate projects, Birla, Vanya, Alokya, Navya. We are nearing to deliver and hand over the three projects very soon now. So is there any overshoot in the projected cost which we must have ended up earlier initially, including any price escalation or that kind of thing? So is there any overshoot in the budgeted cost that we might have initially thought for, and how much that could be?
Thank you, Akshay. I'm very happy to let you know that there is a zero increase in the budgets. We are all well budgeted despite the major crisis of COVID and, you know, this thing, etc. We have been well within our budget. We were able to manage our costs very astutely.
Excellent. Very happy to hear that.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My question is on the leasing income side of it. So we have done like 30 crores consistently for the last two quarters. Would we be seeing a similar level of leasing income going ahead as well for the other two quarters?
No, it'll be more or less the same. We are now almost literally at 100% occupancy, zero vacancy at this point of time in both our premises. So it will be more or less steady. We are getting an average about 190, 195 bucks per square foot. We expect that to remain like that.
Right. And second question is on the Birla Niyaara side. I just wanted to know what is the inventory which is unsold as of now. If you could give me on square feet side or unit wise, anything would be.
About 414 was the number of units when we launched it in February 22. As we speak, we have done about 350 or 355. Exact number, I don't know. But yeah, there is about 55 apartments are balanced.
Got it. So that's all from my side and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Mr. Himanshu from Blue Gens. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. I would like to know whether we are on track in the next 3 to 4 years for around 10,000 crores of top line, which we have guided.
Absolutely. Bang on track.
Okay, so for that, as you said before in the con call, we are like looking at another 25,000-30,000 crores of project for
every year, not just overall. Every year we'll be looking at that sort of number.
Every year, 25,000 crores?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, that's great. And one more thing I would like to ask you. What is the outlook on own lands like the one in Prabhadevi, or we have another land in Pune, etc., everywhere, right? The company owns the land.
Yeah.
So what is the outlook over there?
See, the outlook is, pretty futuristic at this point of time. We have enough and more inventory at Worli, etc. So it will, we are not looking for an immediate launch in the next 2-3 years on these projects. That's why we are concentrating on a lot of the other projects also. So we have our hands full. Whenever we think there are right and opportune time, we will figure out these launches.
No, why I'm asking is because the land parcel like Prabhadevi one, which is a quite premium one, and the markets are also very good for the premium projects. So I was just asking about that one.
Yeah, but we have enough and more at Worli to do, so I focus there at this point of time. And once we kind of, dispense with this reasonable amount of this inventory, then we can think about that. We don't want to cannibalize these markets because very similar micro markets.
Okay, and one more thing I want to ask, like, if you must be knowing, like, a project like a Raija RTCI, which is, like, quite close to our project, so they are selling around 1 lakh 10,000, 20,000, I don't know exactly, but so the next phase of our project, can we expect around 80,000, 85,000, 90,000 a square feet, or will be, like, more premium than this one, like, a more bigger size and all that?
Yeah. Good question. So, yeah, so as we are, of course, we are figuring up, we are planning to do much larger formats, taking into the consideration of the current demand in the market. Pricing is something which we sort of, finalize more when the, we are closer to the launch. We've conceptualized, it's too early to determine now. We'll examine the situation at that point of time. The difference between Raheja and us being Raheja is ready possession and, there's hardly any inventory left there. They have started this project 5, 6, 7 years back. So that's in a very different stage of development. And we are in a very different stage of development. We are just beginning and it's a futuristic kind of project. But I can assure you that the kind of amenities, the kind of, space that we are working on is it's going to be no less than any other project.
Correct. So if we launch also the bigger ticket size ones, the units and all, so you're confident that we'll be doing very well that way, that second phase, right?
We are very, very confident of our product, and we're also very confident on the kind of product sizes that we choose. We would like to match it as per the prevailing market demands.
And should we look at around 50% net profit margin from that NIAR project?
Yeah, that's something which should be possible. Considering the kind of, the demand is in that market currently, I think that is something which should be possible by the time we finish that project.
Because if you are selling at 80-85 and our costing is like, you said 20-25,000, right? But that's for built up, is it?
Yeah, that two numbers are not relatable. The 80-85 what is currently is on carpet. And then I'm saying 20-25 is the cost which will be by the end of the project, by the end of the time. Considering all escalations and everything, when the project gets finished, maybe 5, 6, 7 years ahead.
So we should look at around 50% margins.
I think something that is something that we should aspire for.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, I just missed one thing when you mentioning about this next second half, we are going to book 2,000 crore revenue, right? And you're mentioning about the EBITDA margin percentage. You said 25-30%, if I'm, so just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah, broadly, yeah, in that range, we will be able to confirm that again as closer we finish and execute and hand over. But yeah, that's the sort of, aspiration we have to.
Yeah. Okay. And this Niyara Tower 2, it will be how many square, what will be the size of the project in terms of square feet?
Square feet, it will be similar to Tower A, around 8.5-9 lakh square feet.
8.5 to 9 lakh square feet. So, when so that ballpark number that of sale that we can generate is this 9 lakh square feet into whatever 80,000-90,000 per square feet realization that we'll get, right?
Right,
so,
right, yeah.
Is that the right way?
8.5 lakhs is not carpet, that's saleable.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is what you construct. Saleable will, carpet will be much lesser.
Yes, sir, yeah, you are right.
Okay, which is around 15-20% lesser?
Usually our markup is about, carpet to saleable is about 60-65%.
Okay, so 9 lakh, 65%.
Yeah, you can figure that out.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who has a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Karan Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you, sir, for giving me the opportunity again. My first question is for the paper segment. How confident are we to achieve 18% and above EBITDA margins for paper in Q3? And what would be our guidance for margins for full year FY24?
How confident we are. We have told you how much we'll be doing already. I don't know how we have to give you the confidence on that, you know. We have told you the present situation, and we have told you what actions we are taking to get to those margins. So that's why we are, more or less confident about it, but... You don't know, because the Israel and Palestinian war is going on. Anything can happen anywhere in the world. So keeping those factors aside, we are totally confident about that.
And what will be our guidance for full year FY24?
Yeah, we should be, we should be around 15-16% on the overall. Yeah.
Okay. And sir, one question on the textile business. So we had guided of cost rationalization measures, and so what will be the impact of these rationalization measures on our margins going forward? Like, how do we see the margin trajectory?
So we don't see any. The restructuring we've done is essentially getting rid of our spinning and weaving units, and we are slowly moving towards an 100% outsource model. So now, earlier we used to do about, out of 1 lakh meters, we used to do about 45% is to be outsourced. Now we'll have to outsource almost 100%. So it's a slow progress, because immediately you can't ramp up to 100%. So slowly and steadily we are trying to make progress. So in the meantime, what is happening is the fixed cost continues and we are not having full production. So we don't see a major change in the margin at the moment, probably because of high fixed cost and low production, as well as demand supply situation being not so favorable, possibly will be continuing with some losses in the business.
Okay, fine, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Manish Maheshwari from Equity at Work. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, hello.
Sir, what is our net debt as on 30th September?
Net debt is about, net debt would be around 1800 odd crores.
Okay. Sir, our debt has increased dramatically, right?
No, it was 1,000 crores at the beginning of the year, but then we had a lot of acquisitions that we did during the year. So naturally, plus there are some capex expenditures going on in our paper business. All those have, and then we raised this 900 crore loan, which is a lease discounting loan, of which we have not yet utilized the entire loan. So that is sitting with us around 400 odd crores. So if my gross debt is 2,200 odd crores, you reduce 400 and you get 1,800. So my debt has gone up only by 800 crores. That's not significant.
Okay.
If I have to grow my real estate business, I should be actually having much higher debt. In fact, I'm telling my CEO to use money, just like all of you are telling him.
Sorry, sir, come again.
I am saying my debt is just 1800 odd crores, which is not nothing significant or worrisome thing. And I am telling my, in fact, I am telling my real estate CEO to take more money from me, which is what all of you sitting down there want him to do, is what I am trying to tell.
Right. So, sir, that prompts me to ask you a very compelling question here, which is investors are now eyeing Century Textiles as a real estate play, right?
Okay.
So, going forward, I mean, maybe in the foreseeable future, do we see a possibility of doing an equity carve out or a spin off for Birla Estates and listing it separately in exchange?
So, I forgot his name.
Manish.
You started with a question saying that, you know, 2,200 crores is very, are you not worried about this debt? Now, I need my paper business because my paper business is a cash cow for us. So, if my paper business stops giving me cash, then I'll be increasing more debt for my real estate business to grow faster. Will you be happy with that? So till the time real estate is able to finance its growth through its own capital, till that time we will need some support from the other businesses. So from our strategic purpose as a company, we believe that we should continue with the pulp and paper business. When real estate becomes completely self-sufficient, that is probably the time when we will try thinking of unlocking the value of the real estate business. I hope that helps you.
Right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. As
so, I'm sorry, you ensure that we close before 5:15, huh? That's a hard stop.
Yes, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings con call. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Valorum Advisors. Thank you.
Goodbye.
So, and goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of JM Financial Institutional Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.